I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, when novelists tell their own stories, a sampler of essays about summer from some of your favorite fiction writers. But first, it's wedding season, and the federal government is taking steps to get more people to the altar. The Bush administration has dedicated millions of federal dollars to programs that promote marriage as part of its Healthy Marriage Initiative. The idea is that marriage means more stable families, more solid communities, and healthier children. Proponents argue this is especially important for the African-American community because only 42% of African-American adults are married, compared with about 61% of whites nationwide. But in a society where love and even children don't necessarily lead to marriage, what can the government do? And should it be involved at all? Joining us now to talk about this is Diane Dawson. She's the Director of Regional Operations for the African-American Healthy Marriage Initiative. She's here with us in the studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, you're just back from a conference on this very topic, so this is the perfect time to ask you. And the conference was about connecting research about marriage to connecting sort of policies about marriage. So I'd like to ask, what does the Healthy Marriage Initiative do to promote marriage?
Well, what we do is we try to help couples who choose marriage. It's not about telling people they should marry or keeping them in marriages. But we know that children do better when they're living with their two married parents. And so part of what this initiative is really about is helping those couples gain some skills and some knowledge that might help them to form and sustain their marriages.
How does it actually work? What does the government money actually go for?
Well, the government money actually goes for helping communities who have decided that they want to really look at how to strengthen their families and looking at relationship education. And that is really what it's about. The government funds marriage education services to see whether or not, as the research indicates, that we might be able to do something about sustaining more marriages, and particularly in the African-American community, which is the reason I'm here, because I lead the African-American Healthy Marriage Initiative. And one of the things that we noticed is when the marriage initiative first came to the government, that it was primarily and largely a white suburban movement. We were impressed with the statistics around what the outcomes looked like, but it was not culturally competent in terms of looking at these issues in the African-American community.
Do you think there are some specific attitudes about marriage in the black community that need some specific attention? Are there attitudes about marriage that are the issue, or is it just that people don't feel that their circumstances are favorable to marriage? What's distinct?
I think that, you know, we're part of the larger culture, and the larger culture has disvalued marriage, and that's also happened in our communities. But what we have to look at is the fact that for our children, we have disproportionate numbers in the child welfare system. We have disproportionate numbers of our young men going to prison as opposed to college. We have a lot of father absence in the homes. So when you talk about this issue for our community, we have to look at this more than just about the romantic, are you doing fine in your marriage? This has dire consequences for our children.
What makes you so convinced that marriage is the issue as opposed to more support for children, more of a social safety net? For example, marriage is on the wane in Europe, but most children still are raised by two parents who happen not to be married. So why are you so convinced that marriage is the key to more family and community stability as opposed to a social safety net?
Well, I think we have to look at the issues in the context of where we're living in American culture. There's a lot of expectation that we are to raise our children in families that, as far as economic well-being, we know that in terms of our children growing up with their parents, we expect them to socialize those children, to actually raise those children so that they become productive citizens. We have certainly a safety net system, but we know that system isn't really reaching and helping in the number of children that we need to help in this country. So part of it in terms of looking at the African-American situation is how can we restore some of the ability of our families to support their children by having their mom and their dad in their homes.
And I mentioned you're just back from the conference. Was there any particular insight that you learned there that you can share with us about something that is particularly effective?
Well, yes. I mean, I think one of the things is just the fact that a lot of this information people are unaware of. What we were able to do at the conference is to really look at the health outcomes. We began to look at better physical health and mental health for the adults as well as the children. And we haven't always looked at this issue in terms of it being a public health issue. Because of the information that we learned there at the conference, we know we need to do more research and we need to do more culturally competent research by African-American researchers and others.
Get married. You'll live longer, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Diane Dawson is the Director of Regional Operations for the African-American Healthy Marriage Initiative. She joined us here in the studio. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.